Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Jenna.
Morena.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
It's lovely to have you in the studio.
Ah, it's lovely to be here. And yeah, it's buzzing outside,
buzzing.
I tell you what.
Hard
quite
out.
Weird.
I know. I don't think I realised how quiet it's been around here until suddenly you see people back and you're like, oh yeah, this is what it is normally like
time. I feel so happy for all the businesses around here that will be getting all the dosh.
Hardcore. What have you brought us this morning?
I have bought a new-ish New Zealand memoir called Not That I'd Kiss a Girl by Lil O'Brien. This is published by Allen and Unwin. And this is a coming-of-age queer memoir.
Awesome.
Yeah. So what we do is we open with Lil. She was a partying student at Otago University who accidentally outed herself to her parents at age 19. And she was made to leave the house immediately.
Wow.
They just said, get out. And she could only come back next day to pick up her suitcase. And this was like 2003.
Yeah.
So it feels not that long ago, but you think of the cultural shift that's happened since then. And yeah, she's in a South Island seaside suburb of a city, and she was telling her coming out story to Rainbow Youth in the recent years, and so she's put this into a book. So we then, after this like kind of almost inconceivable thing that can happen to someone with the people that you love the most, we go back into her school days to kind of read about her. Her trying to get, you know, trying to figure out who she is, as we all do. Her school days, partying and wool sheds and school balls and intensive friendships that evolves into secret love. It's kind of, it's the queer story that I don't think has really been told in New Zealand before.
Right.
So many New Zealanders who grew up in this time, like we're a very similar age in small town New Zealand, would have quite a mirrored childhood. So I think that's why I really enjoyed and connected to this, and almost quite scary. but I think the most successful section, and which I enjoyed so much, was all of her time at Otago Uni. Just in terms of technology, like really slowly downloading the L word, bit by bit. You could write a watch a minute a night, emailing UniQ at the library, but having to line up and then sort of hunching her shoulders around the computer
saying,
I think it might be gay, and telling her two friends at a very serious Cobb & Co. dinner that she
that's true
she
South
was
Island
gay.
Hours. Shout out to Cobb & Co.
Then sort of like them telling the rest of their friends like immediately, and it was very sad. So but it's just like, I guess, how someone navigates this world when they're so disconnected around the people around them because they've got very kind of straight cis friends. So then as we go on, we like the Purple Passions, her soccer team, and then coming to Auckland and working in ad agencies. It's astonishingly compelling. It's this first person narrative and it's really chatty. You could almost hear her voice telling you this over drinks. And it's just very, I wouldn't say that it's like, this is not a diss. It's not artful. It's just like, this is it. This is me.
I like that
laying
kind of writing.
It all out on the table. And it's funny, it's so funny, and it's self-deprecating and it's brutally honest, and she gets into the nitty-gritty of those things that, oh my god, I'd never admit about myself, especially in your teenage years, and those things that you write to people, and those like pulling out those letters and diaries,
journals
and
that should be burnt after the age of 17.
And she doesn't conclude the incredible complexities of families. And that's like the question that's carried through this book is how do you talk to your parents again after they do that to you? And she is very financially tied to her parents throughout this whole situation, which is another question of like, oh, okay. It's like, it's different. It's different, and she's like really privileged in some ways and then completely neglected and emotionally. And, you know, her family have reunited, but they've just never spoken about her sexuality.
Wow.
And that's so sad. It's heartbreaking. So I think it's a really important story to tell, and I just really enjoyed it. It was like, you know, Friday night, came home, just started reading and then just couldn't stuff and cool. finish by the end of the weekend. And I just really enjoy her work. I think she's a fresh voice and it's what's the best word? Yeah, compelling and funny.
I really like a memoir that does truly feel like the voice of the author, because some memoirs you read and you're like, cool, I know more about this person now, but it could be a little bit impersonal in terms of the tone. But a book that just feels like someone directly talking to you is a really special thing, especially when it comes to a story like this. So
definitely. And I love, she has these amazing cultural touchstones, and you know, she talks about her sister like really loving Devon Sawa and the Casper movie and like Peter Andre and like the late 90s and her being like, oh, I'm not interested. And
to be fair, I think Peter Andre is probably an acquired taste
Myself Mrs. Andre at primary school.
Jenna!
The very other time. But I think, you know, it kind of shows that you kind of feel where we are now as a country and where we've come, and you feel like, oh, it's not that long ago. And then you think of what's happened before then. It just kind of, it's just pinpointing a moment that it's, things are not all okay for everybody.
Mm. Well, that sounds fantastic. Remind us of the name.
Not That I'd Kiss a Girl by Lil O'Brien. It's published by Allen & Unwin, and it's $37, and it's on the shelf now.
Excellent. And you get a little B-card discount if you pop into timeout, so it's all very good all round. Cheers, Jenna.
Thanks.
That was Loose Reads.